With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Millions of residents in parts of the Northeast U.S. are stuck at home under road travel bans and blizzard warnings thanks to a fierce winter storm that brought heavy snow, strong winds, and whiteout conditions. Meanwhile, the National Weather Service says snow of up to 2 feet is possible in many areas, and some of it's already on the ground in New York, and it's a lot of work.
This is actually a lot of snow.
New York City resident Trey Story says snow fun shoveling all the snow this time around.
Well, the snow's wet and heavy. I'm out of breath. I might have broken a sweat. It's like a warm-up for the day.
Meanwhile, conservatives are mocking New York Mayor Zohran Mamdani's request for snow shoveling volunteers that required showing photo ID by publicly signing up online. In a tongue-in-cheek response, social media users highlighted what they saw as hypocrisy by demanding ID from somebody who doesn't believe in voter ID. GOP strategist Aaron McGuire.
Mamdani doesn't believe that people can get IDs to go vote. That's racism. That's suppressing votes. But if you want to get paid by the city of New York to shovel out your neighbors, you better have 5 forms of ID.
And that is GOP strategist Aaron McGuire, also at SRNnews.com. The 25th Winter Games have closed down. We get an update from Gethin Kulbaugh, who was on hand for the closing.
The twin Olympic cauldrons in Milan and Cortina d'Ampezzo have been extinguished, signaling the end of the most spread-out Winter Games in Italy. International Olympic Committee President Kirsty Coventry declared the 2026 Games over at the closing ceremony in Verona, saying the Games, quote, set a new, very high standard for the future.
That is correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh reporting. Slow going today. On Wall Street, the Dow is off 677 points. This is SRN News. Lawmakers in Tennessee are working on a gay marriage bill.
The legislation, which has passed the state's House of Representatives, would not invalidate same-sex unions, but it would establish that private citizens and organizations do not have to recognize gay marriages and cannot be punished for refusing to do so. Back in 2006, before the U.S. Supreme Court legalized homosexual unions nationwide, Tennessee voters approved an amendment banning them. The bill now goes to the Tennessee Senate. Michael Harrington reporting.
Pope Leo is facing his first crisis within the Catholic Church. A breakaway conservative group has rejected the Vatican's offer for talks. The position of the Society of Pius X suggests a collision course with the pontiff over its planned consecrations of new bishops without his consent. The SSPX counts more than 700 priests and 264 seminarians amongst his ranks. This is SRN News. Here's a midday Wall Street business report now from correspondent Rich Thomason.
A lower open for Wall Street as uncertainty lingers after the Supreme Court struck down most of President Trump's sweeping tariffs. The ruling does not mean that tariffs are going away. The president plans to use other avenues to tax imports, such as an executive order imposing a 15% global tariff. Novo Nordisk shares took a beating after the Danish drug maker said trial results of its next-generation weight loss drug fell short of those of a similar drug made by rival Eli Lilly. Novo shares slid more than 13% pre-market. Domino's climbed nearly 5% after the pizza delivery chain said it expects its market share to further expand this year. That was after posting robust same-store sales figures for the fourth quarter. I'm Rich Thomason.
And you'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.